Okay, Bez Hashem, we are now going to celebrate the special, special Siyam on Maseches Nedarim, and I just want to begin again by giving a special, special thanks to the entire Chevra. I can't tell you how this Chabura has changed my life in such an amazing, amazing way. I'm so appreciative of everybody who joins together and learns together. I know that this Chabura means a lot to people, and the fact that all of you slept out here on a Motzei Shabbos to my home also means such a tremendous amount to me. And it's such a special Aliyas Neshama for my father. I want to begin by thanking the sponsors of the Daf Yomi Siyam, to my very, very dear Talmud Chana Chanach. The language exactly is Svika, I don't have it here, but help me. On planes, who in honor of Rabbi Kamenetsky, who records on planes and on trains or wherever he is and wherever he can find Wi-Fi. What does it say? 5:30 a.m., 7:05, whenever it is. And also, of course, Chana Chenech is dedicating in memory of my father, Rav David Sivan, Rav Yosef, that the learning we do should be the Aliyas Lashem with my father. And my connection with Chana Chenech and my father's connection with the whole family goes back so many years, and such a special schus. I feel so blessed and appreciative that Chana Chenech, you're sponsoring part of the shiur. Shoshone Odess from Amherst, Massachusetts, is sponsoring in honor of the chevra of the shiur. Yaakov Apfelbaum is sponsoring in honor of the entire Daf Yomi chevra, and in my honor, and also as he always does, Le'il Nishmas Nachman Daniel Ben Aryeh Tzvi. Aryeh's son Dani, who also had such a special connection with my father, and is so tied into everything we do here in the learning. And my Chazara Seder is in his memory. I always do it twice. I always do it in Nachman Daniel's memory as well. So really, the whole Shas has been in his memory as well. He had such a special connection with my father. It's so special to be able to dedicate in memory of Nachman Daniel all of our learning to Dovzi in honor of the of myself. To Rav Mordechai also is sponsoring Le'ili Nishmas, the Kedoshim from Neve Yaakov, in the attack over Shabbos, and also as a Refuah Shleima for those people who are still sick from the attack in Neve Yaakov, and for all Holy Israel, and also to Reb Zalman, it means so, I met Reb Zalman for the first time in person tonight, even though I've seen Reb Zalman on the Zoom many, many times. Reb Zalman drove all the way in from West Orange. I got that first Chassidus hug from West Orange, from Reb Zalman tonight. And he's also sponsoring in honor of myself, in honor of the Chevra of the Shir. So thank you very much to the sponsors, and a special welcome to those people joining the CM on Zoom. Anybody else I didn't mention, let me know, please. I'm just call it out. Daniel, sponsoring.
I have to correct myself. This is my first live Zoom, but I've had many live in-person.
That's right. We've learned the Daf together many times. That's true. Daniel is sponsoring also.
In honor of
that. Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav David Sivan, Rav Yosef. Special welcome to the Siyam to Reuven from Harrisburg, to Rav Eliezer Dov, who I think is somewhere near Panama, to Yitzhak Isaac. Well, where's Yitzhak Isaac? What country are you in? He's in Hawaii? Where is he? I don't know where he is. Where's Yitzhak Isaac? I don't know. He'll tell me in a second where he is. Dr. Ron is in Italy. Harav Dov Binyam Mishner Zalman Dunn. From Puerto Rico. Okay, look at this. All over the world. All over the world. We're learning Torah together. We're holding up the world together. Unbelievable. So I want to thank everybody for joining. So let's thank the sponsors. And again, all I could think about is what we learned in the Dharma Daf Pei Aleph. We learned about Hizaru Mechabura. Hizaru Mechabura. Gemara Pei Aleph said, right? Be very, very careful about Chabura. Hizaru Bechabura. And the Rishonim over there learned, when we learned it, the Ran said, this is an Azhara to a Rebbe. That a Rebbe, when he teaches Torah, should dafka learn to a Chabura. Because when you teach a Chabura, they're all going to be mechadad and zeh lezeh. They always make sure everybody else knows. They always help each other know. It's so important. And not only that, other Rishonim, the Rush and Tosis say, it's an Azhar for Talmidim. People shouldn't just learn by themselves. You got to learn with a Chevra, with a Chavrusa, with a Chabura, to make sure you're getting it right. So when I learned that, I knew right away, at least part of what I was going to say to see him, what a special Chabura we have. I feel so blessed. That's what I said before. Rabbi Brazil stuck in this thing from Eli Stefanski. Talk about Chabura. I mean, that's the thing that we have in common with the Stefanski Chabura. He and that's why, by the way, I watch his Daf Yomi almost every day. Only the first 5 minutes. I don't actually watch the shir. I just watch the first 5 minutes. Why do I watch the first 5 minutes? Because that's how he builds chabura. In the first 5 minutes is how he makes everybody feel a part of it. And I'm just trying to get ideas from him on how to do that. And again, I'm nothing compared to what he's succeeded in achieving. But I do feel that we have a special chabura. We're keeping up with each other. We keep making siyumim. We're still sticking with it. We're helping each other stick with it. And you're helping me. Without you, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I was learning the daf before I did this, and it just wasn't going. It wasn't going well. I was not doing it well. I wasn't really understanding a lot of it. So I have tremendous hakaras hatov to this really, really, really amazing special chabura. I can't stress it enough how blessed and lucky I am that there's people who want to learn with me. I really feel so blessed, to have this special chabur together. Let's learn the last piece, and there's some really amazing Torah on the last piece over here. So let's pick it up from where we left off. The last story, the Gemara was telling a bunch of stories about adulterers, So we have the final story about the adulterer. So Gemara says, "Hahu noif." That's where we left off. The very last few lines on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. Hahu noif. It's five lines from the bottom. Hahu noif to all lagabe dahi intasa. A certain adulterer. He was known as an adulterer. So he broke into some woman's house and the husband wasn't home. But we don't know if anything happened in there. Asa gavra salik noif isid bavloi bava. Bichloi bava. The husband came home, so the adulterer hides behind the curtain of the door. Havemachten tachle taman. There was some cress. That's what the art school says. I always learned that shachlim or endives. I don't know what cress or endives are, but the bottom line is it's some type of... Dovesy probably could tell us. There we go. The caterers know. Okay, it's a type of vegetable. Yeah, I could have told you that also. You need Dovesy. But anyway, there was a type of endive or... cress, some type of salad, some type of vegetable. V'tamin an chivya. Now, the adulterer and the wife had seen that a snake had partaken from these endives. Ba mari debeisel mechel min hanatachle. And the husband came home, and the wife was like in the back. And only the adulterer was watching this from behind the curtain. And he saw the husband about to eat from this cress, which a snake had taken from. Below dieted insa, without the wife knowing about it. That's interesting. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that shachlayim, there is no problem of eating them mitam snakes. There's no chashash that a snake would eat from them. So, and just b'nei, some people had a knowing... They were knowing Yisus. So Taisus over there, and Avodah Zarah asks, what do you mean? The sugi here says b'feirush that the snakes would eat them. They answer, well, it's not frequent that a nachash would taste them, Taisus says. Some ikar din, it's mutter, but it could happen. And apparently it did happen. That's why some people were machmer. But anyway, it's interesting the Gemara says the opposite. Anyway, says the Gemara, so the guy screams out, the adulterer screams out from behind the sheet, from behind the curtain, he wants to eat without the wife's knowledge. Below that tinsa. Amalehu noif. Lo seichem. Don't eat it. Tatamin l'chivya. A snake tasted from it. Says the Gemara. Now the husband wanted to know whether he was allowed to stay married to his wife. Because the guy was discovered. So does he assume that they had relations or not? Omar Rava, no problem. Intasa sharia. The woman is for sure muteris. Why? If Isa David Isura. Had this guy committed adultery with this woman, nichale delechol velemos, so the adulterer would have preferred that the guy eat the poisonous stuff and die. Dichsev pasuk in Yecheskel, no afos heina v'dam biyudein. People who are adulterer are also killers. Why? Because you commit adultery, you have a certain woman that you like, and then you arrange that the husband should be bumped off, so you want to be able to continue having relations with this woman. So you'd like the guy to be bumped off. So therefore, Mistama, by the fact that he wanted to save his araya, that he didn't commit the sin. Says the Gemara, Pshita. What's the Pshita? Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that an adulterer tries to kill the husband? Isn't that obvious? Says the Gemara, no. Mahu the same, you might have thought, no. Isura Avid. Maybe, really, the adulterer did commit an Isser. Hide the Amalei, but the reason why he wanted to save the husband's life, Denichele Dolo Lemus Baal, because he'd be happier that the husband would not die. Deteheve Intasi Lave Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku Velechem Sisarim Yanaim. You would think that he would rather the husband stay alive, and he would, maybe he really did have relations with her. Why didn't you want to kill the husband? Because he'd rather the husband stay alive so that he'd continue to commit Yisurim with her. Because, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Because Isser, relations be Isser, are more enjoyable than relations beheter. So you would think that he would want to dafka create a scenario where the husband is still alive so he can keep stealing his wife. Because Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. So you might think that, what's the Kamash Malan fascinating? Hey, Shlomo David. Come, we got a good seat for you still, and good food. There's food in there, Shlomo David. You probably ate already.
Yeah,
you ate already. Okay. Here we go. Says the Gemara, you came in just in time, Shlomo David. Gemamish came in just in time. Listen to this. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan. Now, what's the Kamash Malan? Taisa says, Kamash Malan, that we're not worried about this. Why? Because Taisa says, it's a very strange line, but we'll try to explain it a little bit in a minute, that the adulterer doesn't know. The adulterer doesn't know Beferish Apasik in the Navi. The adulterer doesn't know that Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. He doesn't know that the reason he's enjoying this so much is Dafka because it's Asr. He thinks even Beheter, he's going to be able to do this. So that's why if he had really committed relations with her, he would have wanted the guy dead because he doesn't know this Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. He doesn't know this. So I just gotta read you a Chasam Sofer. Unbelievable Chasam Sofer. It has a few parts to it, so bear with me. But so I gotta read you this unbelievable Chasam Sofer. Unbelievable. It touches on a whole bunch of really, really important ideas, especially for us making a siyum on Nedarim. Now, this Chasam Sofer was something that he said when he finished Nedarim. This is what he said on this Gemara when the Chasam Sofer finished Nedarim. B'siyum HaMasechta. So first of all, he asks, what? Because of this suffix that maybe the guy didn't know this pasuk, beferish a pasuk in the Navi, the guy didn't know it, so you're going to be mater eishes ish, you're going to be mater the woman to her husband, based on a suffix that maybe the guy didn't know the pasuk of mayim genuvim yimtaku? It's a beferish a pasuk. So he says, no, first of all, she's becheskas heter, she was becheskas heter lebaila, right? The Ran says over here in the Gemara, only with kino yastira you ask her a woman. Only when he warned her, just because he'd walked in and the guy was in the house, that's not a riot anything. There was no, he didn't find them in bed together. He just found them in the house. There wasn't, so it's hezekah debaila, and it would only be a chumra otherwise. But we're saying no, you could rely on this svara to not say the chumra. Then he says like this, says the Chasam Sofer, explaining the Gemara. What's this idea that? Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku, and why do people not realize it? He says, the Yetzahara makes all the Isurim in the world seem like the most beautiful, luscious, pleasurable things. We don't realize. It's just the Yetzahara. It's the Yetzahara. It makes it look like all the Isurim are so great. Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku, it's a mirage. The whole Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku is a mirage. It's not really true. The Yetzahara makes it look great. And a Baal HaTaiva, he wants to not do things in a mutter fashion because he wants to dafka in an isser fashion because the Yetzer Hara makes it seem like Isurim are so much better tasting than Heter. If he would know that the second the thing would become, if he would know that Bishas Maisa Sheinenu Tov Min HaHeter, that Isser is really not any better than Heter, that you can get just as much pleasure from Heter as you can from Isser. If he would know that, he would never sin. But he thinks it's much better. And according to this mistake, he'd rather that the husband die so that he'd be able to have this all the time. He doesn't realize that if the husband were to die, so then it's all going to be heter. He doesn't realize that it's just the Yetzirah creating a mirage, but really the whole thing would be mutter. And he has more rias for this. But then he says the most amazing thing, which I want to get to. Vine. Even though this pasuk, mayim gnuvim yimtaku, if you look at the pasuk in Mishlei, it was said by a foolish woman. That's what it says over there. A foolish woman says, Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. But he says, this foolish woman actually stole this pasuk. Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. Listen to his words. He says, Dibur zebatzmo gonav huita, meisha chachama. The foolish woman stole the pasak mayim gnuvim yimtaku from the wise woman. Chachma meisha chachama bansa besa. Ki hi amra, bikedusha mayim gnuvim yimtaku. Because mayim gnuvim yimtaku is not just by averus. Mayim gnuvim yimtaku is by mitzvahs, by kedusha. And he quotes another pasak in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed in Mishlei. You know what it says? Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed. Very well, come on in. Rebbe, we need another seat. Is there a seat? Very well, go. No, here we go. One more seat from the kitchen. Here we go. So listen to it. The Rabbi Willig walked in just in time for this amazing chasm sofa. Amazing chasm sofa. The last daf in the Dharma, we have Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. You would think that an adulterer would want the husband dead so that he'd get her beheter. So the Gemara says no, because Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. So maybe he wants the husband alive. Kamashlan, he doesn't know the pasuk. Says the Chasam Sofer, even though Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku is usually talking about averus, but there's a Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku by mitzvahs also. Unbelievable. He says, Kedichsiv, Lo Yavozu Laganov Ki Ignov L'male Nafsho Kisha Yirav. An earlier pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tes pasuk Lamed. V'amru Chazal say this pasuk: don't get angry at the ganav, because he's only stealing to be memale his nefesh, which is hungry. Now the simple shot is, unfortunately, we've seen this a lot of times. You've evolved in camps. Sometimes you see people who steal nebuch in school. Sometimes the people who steal people's food is because they mamish don't have. So the pasuk in Mishlei is saying, don't get so angry at the ganav who steals food because he's just starving. He's just starving, so you don't get so angry at him. That's the simple shot of the pasuk. But apparently Chazal, he says, Amu Chazal, I spent the whole afternoon today looking, where is this Chazal? So I found it. Mamish had a mazel. I found it in the Yalkut Shimon. Chazal say this pasuk is referring to someone who steals divrei Torah. What do you mean he steals it? Mayim gnuvim yimtaku. Mayim, ain't mayim ala Torah? A person who steals divrei Torah, those divrei Torah, if you steal divrei Torah, that divrei Torah is the sweetest divrei Torah ever. Mayim gnuvim yimtaku. Where the Chazal say some of the Chasam Sofer says, he says, Va'amru Chazal dekoya divrei Torah, that this pasuk, Lo yavuzu laganav ki yignov, l'malei nafsho kishe yirav, is talking about stealing divrei Torah. What does it mean? Listen to this medrash. I found in the Yalkut Shimoni. It says like this. The medrash says like this. Where is it? Oh. Lo yavuzu laganav ki yignov. Don't get angry at a ganav who's stealing because he's hungry. Even though there's another pasuk in Mishlei that says, if you deal with a ganav, you must hate yourself. Someone who steals from his friend. I'm not sure if this means either he steals time from his friend and he goes and says over his shear. A guy who steals divrei Torah from his friend, or it means he steals time that he's supposed to be spending with his friends, and instead, or he's supposed to be spending with his wife, and he steals the time, and he goes and studies Torah. Afal bishenikra ganav zoyche laatzmo shenemar lo yavozu laganav ki yignov lamali nafsho ki yirav. Don't get upset. It's because we're starving. We're starving. A person who steals time or steals people's Torah, you can't get upset at somebody from stealing his Torah because we're starving. Our neshamas are starving for Torah, so we got to steal a little bit. V'nimsa yishalim shivasayim is kalhon beso. V'ein shivasayim will divertor. Next pasuk in Mishlei is shivasayim. He's going to pay back. The guy's going to pay back sevenfold. And shivasayim refers to Torah. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Imras Hashem, Imros Tahoros, Kesef Tzarf Balil, Mizukak shivasayim. That's one pshat. And then he says another pshat in the Medrash. Dorachel, lo yavuzu laganef ki yignov. Imra'isa am ha'aretz. I think we're all going to be in this category as far as this is concerned. If you see an am ha'aretz, shehishchis atzma divrei Torah. You see an am ha'aretz, a guy who hasn't learned too much, and he's killing himself for the study of Torah. Al tomar esmol am ha'aretz v'hayom chaver. Don't say to the guy, oh, you're an am ha'aretz. What are you making yourself crazy to learn Torah? Today you're all of a sudden, yesterday you're an am ha'aretz. Today you're a chaver. Lama, lamali nafshu ki yira, vein yira vela Torah. Shnemar, lo rav lalechem vela tzama lamayim. So the Chasam Sofer quotes, don't get angry at Am Haaretz, and all of a sudden he's learning. What do you mean, Am Haaretz, who's starving, and he wants to grow, and he wants to learn, and he steals some time for learning? So this is don't get angry at a ganav for stealing. And as a matter of fact, the Sma, in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, quotes this, the Sma in Choshen Mishpat, quotes this unbelievable halacha. It says in Choshen Mishpat, if somebody lends you a Sefer Torah, so you're not allowed to lend from it. Hamavka, this is in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Tzadi Beis. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer quotes it from Reish Tzadi Gimel. It's a mistake. Baruch Hashem, I didn't listen to it. And I looked around a little bit. I found it in Reish Tzadi Beis. It's in Reish Tzadi Beis. Sif Chaf. Hamafkid Sefer Torah Etzel Chaveiro. If a person is mafkid a Sefer Torah by his friend, Golo Pamach, you just open it up once every 12 months just to air it out a little bit, but you're not allowed to learn from it. If when you're opening up, then you're allowed to learn from it, you got to open up anyway. But just to open it up, stamp to learn from it, you're not allowed to. That's why you're not allowed to borrow people's svarim, right? People say, if it doesn't say Mutter Beliru Shus, right? You're not allowed to borrow people's svarim. We learned that in Yeshiva. I always used to write, just take my svarim. It's no problem. Use my svarim. But Avalo Yiftach Beglal Atzmo, the Yikro. Gohad Din Shar Svarim. Then Pasach Beglal Atzmo. Shilach Yabi Bekunim Schai Beonsen. If you open it up and use it to learn, it says Shulchan Aruch, you're Chai Beonsen. Says the Ramah, Ukamosha Aser Likros Mimeno, Kach Aser Lahatik Mimeno Osachas. Not only are you not allowed to read from me, you're not allowed to copy from a Sefer Torah. Bahani Mili Bama Aretz. Aval Tamad Chacham, She'en Lo Sefer, Kayote Bezeh, Mutter Likros Lahatik Mimeno, But if someone gave a Sefer Torah to a Talmud Chacham, says the Rama, for sure he's allowed to use it because Mistama he allowed it. Says the Sma on this. The Efshir Atam Yishim Damrin Bemedrish Mishle. Oh, let me go on. Let's go before. Miu Hamordechai Sofer Kamafki Kosev Eviyah Beis Yosef V'Dakei Moshe Ahad Kosev. Tamil Chacham Mutter Lahatik Vilumon Bisocho Mishum Do Havi Dumi Demos Mutar Yitzchen Vani Demach Achaz Bekosav Del Shono Vefshar Atam Mishum Darmin Bemedrash Mishle Lo Yavozu Laganav Kiigno Shein Levazos Lamisha Gonev Divrei Torah Matiko Adkan Lashono Ulfi Haytam Mashma Demutter Afili Yadina Beit the Copy. Even if you know he's Makbid, right? The Ramah sounds like it's because we assume he's not Makbid. If you give it to a Tamil Chacham, you assume he's going to learn it. But the Sma quotes from this Medrash. Now, what do you mean? There's no problem with stealing Divrei Torah. If it's a Talmud Chacham, you're stealing Divrei Torah from somebody, so then it's not a problem. So even a Talmud Chacham, if I lend him a Sefer Torah, I've got to assume he's going to use it. But listen to what the Chasam Sofer takes this to the next line. So, V'amru Chazal, Tekaya Divrei Torah, and even the Sma quotes in the Reish Tzadi Gimel, which is the Reish Tzadi Beis. Ulin Yaneinu Yomar, says the Chasam Sofer, let me tell you what I'm telling you at my Siyam on the Darm. This is the Chasam Sofer Siyam on the Darm. Those Talmidim, like you and me, who steal from our bodies, and we steal from our physical selves and our physical taivas, umar even atzam al divrei Torah, and we starve ourselves. Well, tonight we're not starving ourselves on divrei Torah, but we wake up early in the morning, we take away from our sleep, and we take away from having a good breakfast. Umar even atzam al divrei Torah. And they take away from their sleep because they're waking up early. Don't take it up with the ganav. Don't get upset at the ganav who's stealing time from his sleep and stealing food to be able to learn Torah. The chomis gufo, you're stealing from your body. Lamalos nafsho ki yiravu, because they're starving for Torah. I'm going to skip to the end because I already said enough about this. Then he says about Noach. He has apparently his seam was Parshas Noach. But anyway, look what he says at the end. Va'amra isha chachama mayim genuvim meha Torah. The isha tipshis in Mishle says mayim genuvim im talk about averus, but the isha chachama says mayim genuvim about mitzvus. Va'amra isha chachama mayim genuvim meha Torah ha. Ha novim mehalomdim misoch mitoch dochek v'oni v'chomsim gufam lamalos nafsham osam yimtekula besof. The people who steal time for learning and push themselves early in the morning and they don't have a good breakfast, they give up time from breakfast, give up time for learning, and they steal the time from their bodies to be able to learn. Ki kalam akayim atorah me'oni sofa l'kayim me'osher. Anyone who's mekayim Torah out of poverty, he's going to end up being mekayim me'osher. V'lo odel she megalim lo rozei Torah. That's the next pasuk. People who wake up early and take away time from sleep and take away time from their physical bodies to be able to learn, they're going to end up learning the rozei Torah. That's the next pasuk. Lechem sesarim yunam. Right? Mayim genuvim yimtaku. V'lechem sisarim yonam shedivrei sisrei Torah yonam lo. Hashem is going to reveal him the sisrei Torah, the secrets. I thought this was an amazing drasha for people who steal away time. We steal time. I was in Los Angeles last week, you all know. So I was walking with my son-in-law, Rav Jonah, home from shul. He walks to shul every morning. So that was the only time I can get to speak to him. I could walk with him to shul, walk home to him from shul. So we walked together home from shul. So I was telling him over this chasm sofa that Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku doesn't only, the chasm sofa is not only by Averis, the Masifta quotes it just briefly. So he said a story, he said there's a famous story with the Balatanya. The Balatanya used to have a chavrusa with the Mezritcha Magid's son, who was known as Rav Avram the Malach. That's they used to call the Mezritcha Magid's son, Rav Avram the Malach. So he used to have a seder together, the Balatanya and the Rav Avram the Malach. And the Rav Avram the Malach never slept, so sometimes in the middle of the seder he would fall asleep. So the Balatanya used to go to the clock and move the clock an hour back while he was sleeping. And then he would wake up and he wouldn't realize it. So they would keep learning, get an extra hour. Then he would fall asleep again. He would move the clock back another hour again. The Balatanya used to do this. He would get more time to learn the Ramah. That's called stealing Torah. He would steal Torah from the. That's the lengths that the Balatanya would go to learn with Ravram the Malach, the son of the Magid of Mezritch. So I just thought that this Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku, the fact that we're hopping around time. You know, one of the things that Eli Stefanski says is that when you learn Torah, you become a better husband. He says it all the time. You learn Torah, you become a better husband, you become a better father, you become a better person, you become a better mensch. So we're stealing away time. It's on somebody's cheshbon of time. We're stealing away from the sleep. We're stealing away maybe from the wife. We're stealing away. But we pay it back. That's what it says. Mizukah k'shevasayim. You pay it back sevenfold. Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. Don't get angry at the Ghana for stealing because he's going to pay back sevenfold. We're going to be better people. We're going to be more caring people. We're going to be people filled up with the Ruach HaTorah, Spirit of Torah. So Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. We should feel like the time that we steal away a few minutes to learn every morning. Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. Kol HaMakayim Torah may Oni Sofa L'Kayimah may Osher. We're going to end up doing it from well. Okay, Hadron Alach. Ve'elim Nadar, Mestik Alach, Mesech Nadar. Let's all recite the Hadron together. Again, thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Here we go. Hadron Alach, Mesech Nadar, Mahadron Chalon. Da'itin Alach, Mesech Nadar, Da'itin Chalon. L'nishnei minach, Mesech Nadar, L'nishnei minan, lo ba'am, da'im, lo ba'am, da'asi. Hadron Alach, Mesech Nadar, Mahadron Chalon. Da'itin Alach, Mesech Nadar, Da'itin Alach. Da'itin Alach, L'nishnei minach, Mesech Nadar, L'nishnei minan, lo ba'am, da'im, lo ba'am, da'asi. Hadron Alach, Mesech Nadar, Mahadron Chalon. Da'itin Alach, Mesech Nadar, Da'itin Chalon. Lo nishnei minach, Mesech Nadar, L'nishnei minan, lo ba'am, da'asi. Yatzom b'fanecha, na'el hen le'av aseinu. Shaytay teras chom on the sin of olam hazeh tei man olam mabach. Hanini bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Achai bar papa, Abamari bar papa, Rafi bar papa, Rachis bar papa, Suga bar papa, Adar bar papa, Dor bar papa. Har ev nana ways the base our sagam finu fivios am chav beis yisrael v'ni anachnu mitzetzayinu mitzetzayi mitzetzayinu mitzetzayi am chav beis yisrael kolani yodei shemech v'olam deis osar lishma. Ve'vayit chachmini mitzetzacho ki v'olam hili hili misamim b'chukach l'man lo yivosh. Olam lo eshach b'kudecha yivam chi yisana b'ruch hatar nel abdin b'chukacha. Amen, 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 celebrate. Mode him and I can never say him. She is Sandoch, can be your Samed or Sandoch, and your Kranos. Shanamashki, Hemashki, Manamashki, the very Torah, Hemashki, the Dorma Taylor. I know, I mean, Hemamil, one of my own comes, Havi, and him comes, on the routes of Himrats, on the routes of Haimon, Ba, your husband, Shach, name of Atal, him to redeem the Shach, Sanchi, don't remember, you'll see me, and he have Tak Ba. Yet some of Fanakan, Ohio, Kashim, Shah, and Simon, Sakh, the Dorm. Kain taz rain alaska of second sorma chemo simon lil mono lame lishma velasas of kai as called dire samat or sahabi ahavo is chus kalatanaim amarim samini kham yamali mazari shal tomachatar min pino pizara mizari zari zari ad alam this guy in banu bis alaka tan khosar bishabra tishma alaka akitsos he to see khakha kavi ri mekha ve sifal khashno skhaim or khyam mi vina of small ocean of abode and I owes that boy you tain as I marach as a mo bashalom. Is Gadal v'Yis Kadash Shmei Rabbah V'Yamadu Asim Nischar Talach Yom Isaya U'Lasach Yosem L'Chay Omo L'Min V'Karti V'Yushleim L'Shach L'Echle V'Gavei V'Mekha B'Chon V'Nechor Min Ara L'Asom V'Chon Adi V'Shmaya L'Asev Yam L'Kodsh B'Rich U'Mach Sev Yikarei V'Chay Echon V'Yam Echon V'Chay Echon V'Chay Echon Yisrael V'Ar Alav Izman Karib V'Yim Iru Amei Shmei Rabbah V'Barach V'Yolam L'Omei L'Mayo Yisbarach Yishtabach Yisbar V'Yisrman V'Yisnasei V'yisadar v'yisalev v'yisalo shmei d'kut shabrichu leilam mikobu chasav v'shirasav d'shbachasav v'nechem asad amiram v'yomavim v'amein ayisrael v'arabonim al tamidei v'akol tamidei samidei v'akol badu haskim v'raisa d'ivasar d'evim d'vachol asar v'asar yelon l'chom shalom rabba chin v'chis rabba chan v'richim zon v'vichar v'kadam v'kadam v'an v'shmaya v'arabim v'amein yeshlam rabba min shemaya v'chayim v'leil v'akol yisrael v'amein hosea shalom v'amarav v'yaseh shalom v'leil v'akol yisrael v'amein Toiras Hashem to be mad. Toiras Hashem to be mad.
Toiras Hashem to be mad. Meshivas Tavesh. Toiras Hashem to be mad. Toiras Hashem to be mad. Toiras Hashem to be mad. Meshivas Tavesh.
Yeah. Special thank you, of course, to the Mora D'Asa, to Rabbi Willig. You know, every yontif, Rabbi Willig is mechaber me. He asked me to say a shir, and he always says the same thing. He says he asked me to say a shir on yontif because he knows that the greatest simchas yontif for somebody who likes to learn is to have to prepare a shir on yontif. It's the greatest simchas yontif. That's the greatest joy. And when I just always say the same thing, when I have such a karas hatov to the rabbi, you know, this shir that takes place in the shul goes up against the rabbi's shir. There's no normal rabbi in the world who would allow another shir in the shul at the same time that the rabbi gives the shir. No such thing. Mamish doesn't exist anyway. Nobody would say such a thing. But on the way home from the Siyum HaShas, I caught the rabbi maybe in a moment of weakness on the way back. on the way back from the Siyum HaShas, I caught him mamish in the car on the way back, and I had been learning the daf in memory of my father, but it wasn't going well. I wasn't learning it well. And I said, maybe I have time. At that time, I was giving another shir at 5:15 in the morning. And then I had to exercise, and then at 7:05, and the yeshiva starts at 7:50, 7:55 davening. So I had exactly 40 minutes in, and I thought 40 minutes was the right amount of time for the daf. I asked the rabbi if he would allow another shir in the shul going up against it, and he took about 6 seconds to think about it, and he said right away, no problem, we'll start a shir. And it's really in the zchus, the rabbi, all of our learning is in the zchus that the rabbi was not makbid on his own covenant, because he understood, Mayim genuvim, we stole Torah from the rabbi, we took away people from his shir. Mayim genuvim yimtaku, when it comes to the Talmud Torah, you're allowed to steal, that's the vart. Mayim genuvim yimtaku, people were starving for, and we got a few more people because of that, because the rabbi wasn't makbid on his own shir. So we thank the rabbi very much, and maybe we'll hear a few words. Come down, take more food. A few more minutes, we'll hear one more. One quick word from the rabbi. Everyone, one hosafa. Okay, the rabbi.
Chazal tell us that one of the questions they're going to ask, you know, that
Kavata. Stealing.
Like I'm asking the question, because Kavata is Matur. I mean, were you Kavata? Did you find time during the day to learn? But some of the questions, they point out that the word Kavata in Hebrew can also mean to steal. That is the essence of Talmud Torah. It means kavati. You always have to steal time. They asked the Chazanish, what do? He said, I learn in my free time. He stole 20 hours in a day. He was able to steal for learning, but he learned in his free time. You have to be able to steal away time. So it's a learning, for learning. And in case you think there's no free time, how often do we steal time to check something on the... We always have free time. The question is, how do you do your time? So kavati in Talmud Torah means you steal time. Like Rabbi Kamenetsky said, you have to be able to steal time. And Mr. Hashem will be able to answer the question properly. Kavati is not totally the response. Yeah, I stole time. I didn't steal from my boss. I didn't steal from my... If you find any free moment to learn, you find time to learn. So that's my
Hashem. Oh, yeah.
Everybody else says Hashem. For you, it's Hashem. But it's nice to be here and nice to participate. I wish you continue to be Messiah. Many, many more Messiahs.
Amen. Amen. Shkayach. Okay, we'll bench. Okay, Shkayach. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.